Je suis à La Belle Rouge with the band Negura Bugnet. Hello.
Hello.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, it's nice to be here. It's a nice city and we are enjoying it so far, and I hope the gig will be good as well.
A little European tour, and you play a couple of gigs in France. What do you feel to play in France? Is it a special audience in France or...?
Yeah, we've been having quite a good response from the public here in France, and we've enjoyed playing, especially in the last year. It just got better and better, so we are very much happy to be here.
Your last album has been released a couple of months ago. What was your goal for this album? Because it's not the same sound as the other records, the previous records.
Yeah, we've always tried to bring some new elements in our music with each album, and I think it's the same with this one. It's a lot of experiments that we've done, and it's also just the first part of a trilogy, so it somehow tries to define a bit the other ones will follow and should complete the picture, but each one will be again quite different compared with the previous one. So, yeah, we've been working for quite a while, and again, it's just the beginning, so we are looking forward to have the whole trilogy complete.
You didn't compose yet all the trilogy?
No, we had just the overall idea, and then we started working on the parts. We have some ideas and some small parts for the second part of the trilogy, but just ideas again for the third one. So we had only the concept, and the music we are still working on.
What is the concept about the trilogy?
Yes, the whole trilogy is like somehow personal, musical, but also visual vision on the Transylvanian lands, because we've been inspired by those elements since pretty much the very beginning, and people are always interested and ask us about such things, so we somehow felt it's like our duty to present a more detailed vision. So then we came up with the plan of the trilogy. The first part is about the natural element, about places, their legend and myths behind them. Then the second part will be about the human element, about traditions and beliefs. And then the third part will be about the spiritual element, like the things that made these lands so famous. And overall, it's quite a complex but also very detailed vision that we try to present. But it's a personal vision, so it's the things that we feel connected with and inspire us, so people can always discover new and other elements, and each one responds differently to everything. So this is our vision, that's all. It's not something that we try to impose, it's just what we see interesting.
Does that mean that you do historical research or stuff like that?
Yeah, we've doing a lot of research for each part, and we've always been that. We study a lot of old books and find words that are not used anymore, and so that's why on our lyrics the common Romanian people understand less than half, because we always try to use different words that nobody has known before, and it's quite interesting. It's about, we study folklore and history and tradition, so it's again just a personal thing that we enjoy doing. It's not like we have to do it. It's our natural interest, and then we try to use some parts on it on the music.
Have you got already a schedule for the release of each album of the trilogy?
Yeah, we have a rough schedule, but things rarely happen the way we plan, and I hope the second part will be ready or next year already in the second part, and then in 2018, the third part, after 2 years after that. So we try to keep it rather tight, 1 or 2 years between the parts of the trilogy.
Do you feel that there is one track on the album who touch the audience more, or is it equal? Or?
It's hard to see all the time the reaction of the audience. It's hard to choose the track, but I think with the track that we've done the first video for, Nometenia, is like one of the most complex and somehow tries to capture all the atmosphere. So I think that's quite a very cool track, but I enjoy some other as well, so it's difficult to say.
If you can live in one of the five places that I will tell you, which one would you pick? to live in. You can choose the cave of the Flintstone, Sherwood Forest, the house of Sherlock Holmes, the secret house of Elvis in Antarctica, or the Adams Family Mansion.
Yeah, I think it would be the Sherwood, the woods, yeah, the forest, more natural element, and I think it's quite a nice place over there.
A word you would like to add to your French listeners?
Yeah, I hope some of the listeners will be at the concert or already have been, and I hope we will be back here in France soon again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you too.